This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
You're listening to Special Ish on Radio Wolfgang.
Mr. Theodore Twombly, welcome to the world's first artificially intelligent operating system, OS-1. We'd like to ask you a few basic questions before the operating system is initiated. This will help create an OS to best fit your needs.
Okay.
Would you like your OS to have a male or female voice?
Female, I guess.
Please wait as your individualized operating system is initiated.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Typically somebody comes who wants to modify their voice. Often it's from male to female. For many people, they'll say to me, voice is the most important thing for me because if I don't have a voice that sounds good, I'm not going to feel confident or I can't do a job or people won't take me seriously.
I'm willing to work hard, Dr. Logue.
Lionel.
Are you willing to do your part?
And they have an assessment. I measure their voice. I take a pitch measurement, which is quite important.
They act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours.
Typically, a male voice will measure around 100 to 120 hertz. The goal is to get the pitch to a certain pitch, about 155 hertz or above.
Hello. This is my real voice.
Can you hear me?
I don't like my voice.
Hello? Hello?
I'd rather not say.
They've needed one word as good as another. There are no ranks or titles in that, is there?
There's four or five main key elements. Resonance is where your voice vibrates. Picking an easy sound and then developing resonance, working on lifting the pitch. As a female, the structures above the vocal cords are smaller, so smaller instruments tend to make brighter sounds and higher sounds. And intonation means how much the pitch goes up and down. And so I might say the word fine with a flat tone, but if I was using more intonation, which females typically do, I would say fine. And you might notice there that the voice also gets longer in terms of the vowel length. So I said fine, not fine, or how are you, but how are you? And then I had a slight uprising intonation. So intonation is key. The thing that takes time is not actually teaching the key skills, but it's the stage beyond that, which is getting someone to practice it, getting used to it, and then becoming really good at it so that it sounds consistent on the phone, so that they can call out louder and not go back into deep voice. And something that's often neglected in the literature is how much psychological adjustment a person needs to go from one voice to another. So whilst they've come seeking that modification, it's also quite hard to let yourself go there because you feel self-conscious.
I don't like my voice.
Oh, do you love ice cream? Oh, yes, I love ice cream.
More typically, if you've reached middle age and you've had a certain voice and it's pretty low, And also you've had the feelings of hiding and hiding yourself, and that often means hiding your voice as well. There's a lot more behind it that needs to be addressed and supported. But once they start finding they get positive responses, or people start identifying them as female when they're out or on the phone, that usually encourages them to just step into that new voice. And in the best outcome, it just becomes their new voice and they can't do the old voice.
They act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above,
and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it.
And that's always been quite fascinating to me, because when I first started, I didn't think that would be the case. But actually, I've found that people say to me, I can't do the old voice, or I have to really think about it. And I'm thinking, well, where does that voice go? But I suppose the intent and the fact that this becomes their default, the higher voice that they've practiced, just makes it work.
You can hear more episodes of Special-ish on the Radio Wolfgang website, or by downloading our app. Head to www.radiowolfgang.com for more information.